Like the deer, it longs for the currents of the waters. So I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, for the living God. When can I go to be before Him? Day and night, I only feed my tears, while my enemies mock me, continually saying, Where is that God of yours? My heart breaks, remembering how things used to be. I walked among the crowd of worshippers, lead a great procession towards the house of God, singing of joy and giving thanks in the midst of the sound of a great celebration, because I am discouraged. Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. Again, I will praise Him, my Savior and my God. It's tremendous as far as we can think. In moments of crisis and loneliness, the mind is the greatest battlefield we have. And when there are situations around us that charge us, like for example, a financial debt, or an abuse at home, a need, bad news, an illness, something that moves us, discourages our hearts, to the point that the only thought that comes close to our minds, and it seems or seemed that it would produce tranquility in doing so, it's taken our life. You who are receiving this audio, let's be honest. How many times have you reached to the point of thinking that not living is the best option? There are many people who don't sleep at night. They spend intense days loaded, worried about all that will come tomorrow, with fears, and it seems that at night, very late, already at dawn, when you cannot reconcile the dream, is when you see yourself the most. Then those thoughts to take your life. Do you know why? Because Satan exists and he wants to destroy you. He wants to finish you. He came to solve death and pain. But Jesus, he came to undo the works of Satan, destroy them, and show us the true way, which leads us to salvation and eternal life. The true one that I walk, that makes us experience true peace and to really live with the purpose on earth. When we lack purpose, we stop seeing life with meaning and we lose the meaning of life. And therefore, thoughts of death cross our minds. How many have you been in a great depression or in a great discouragement, that the only thing you think about is throwing in the towel and not continuing? And throwing in the towel does not mean just stop doing. Give up. Give up in the face of circumstances. Today, I was remembering what I recently saw on social networks. Something that touched my heart. And it moved me. And I could think, to what extent we are so pressured by life, situation, people that are so hasty to take a decision as to stop living. A woman on a bridge, on the edge of the bridge, a bridge sitting with her little boy, a few years old, a high-rise bridge. Her boy, this is the image, her boy grabbing a rod, stuck to the railings of that bridge, begging his mother not to throw herself. And his mother just hugged him, threatening everyone to throw herself into the void. The police arrived and the other people came to try to help, to talk to her, to convince her to give herself another chance. And when it seems that they have already done so, the woman released herself from the wheel, hugged her son, and falls into the void. Wow. This hurts so much, because ending her life and that of a child, and led me to think that not only this action, because this was recorded and it was sent by social networks. But how many today are suffering in silence? How many women today are suffering the oppression of a husband who arrives and oppressed her with words, with blows? How many children see their parents come home drunk and they have to get under the bed and hide to not suffer a beating? How many men today have to use the means of alcohol to be able to distract themselves a little and flee from the big debts they have? How many young people right now thinking or in an overdose, poisoning themselves with pills or throwing a loop from the ceiling to kill themselves because of a heartbreak, a problem, for something that they thought had no solution? And they thought that the fastest solution was not to exist, in quotation marks, because we think that life ends when this body takes its last breath. But it's not so. Life goes on because God put eternity in men. And to think that taking your life is a solution, it's an irresponsibility of thought. That's why today, through this audio, I want to come to your life to tell you that while there is life, there is hope. David experienced it, and he said, as the servant longs for the currents of the water, I am thirsty, and I thirst for the living God. There was something that he was not experiencing within his being that he did not know and did not really give with what it was. He compared it to being thirsty. He said, day and night, I only eat tears. Day and night, I cry. And this is the reflection of all who cannot sleep, of all those who have to drink a pill to be able to fall asleep, of all those this world has been oppressing them to such an extent that you want to think that nothing makes sense anymore. Once we were in a place preaching. It was outdoors, and the preaching went to many places, to many houses. From there, we would launch the word, and we would tell people that God has mercy, and that there is a new opportunity every morning, every day, among those after the message and the prayer. A woman approaches saying, I want from God, because I had just left the house to buy mouse poison. Prepare it, give it to my children, and take it myself, and throw ourselves to die. Some will say, she's crazy. That's crazy. That's called suffering. David, he was experienced it. And he said, my enemies make fun of me. They tell me, where is your God? You know why? Because this world oppresses us, tries to get us out of the way so that we don't know God. The emptiness that you feel at night, you feel alone. And when it comes during the day, you go out into the street, you smile, but inside you have a dagger pierced inside your heart. Tears don't come out from crying so much. Loads with disappointment, loads of frustration, with guilt, with pain, because perhaps your marriage is being destroyed, because your children have left home, because you have a father who has left, or a mother who is not there. And I can name thousands and thousands of situations that today you may be going through, but the idea is not to give up. You know where I am going with this. David said, it breaks my heart remembering how things used to be. He began to think and remember how everything was before, and his heart ached. He felt that there was no longer hope. He felt that there was no longer a chance to live. He felt that nothing made sense anymore. But at one point, towards a stop in his life, he thought and said, because I am discouraged, because my heart is so sad, I will put my hope in God. You know, Jesus, I express it this way. Apart from me, they can't do anything. The solution of man is not in how much he earns, nor in how much money he can get. The solution is not that everyone accepts you. Because even if you are with a lot of people, loneliness does not respect crowds. You have tried to experience so many things, and you have not found comfort, neither in the money, nor in the friends, neither in the family, nor in dad, nor in mom, nor in the children. You have found no comfort in anything. Perhaps there will be situations that happen to you that for some moment try to lift your spirit. You smile and that's it. But after a while you fall back into despair. You fall back into the sadness and pain. You know why? Because the emptiness in the soul, this world cannot fill it. You can try to end your life with alcohol or with drugs, but the only thing you are going to do is end your life. And with everything that God has given you. But what if you know, if you make a stop now and think, if you were born, it's because God wanted it that way. And you were born with a purpose. Don't end your life. Don't end your children's life. Look at what you are going to do today. Stop. Allow God to enter your heart so that you can find Him again, the meaning to live, and you receive that life in abundance that He wants to give you. Do you know what to do right now? If you want to do it right now, repeat these words with me and tell Him, Father, today I recognize that I have sinned, and many times the thoughts of wanting to take my life, of leaving everything, lying down and no longer advancing or fleeting. But today I receive this word and I come with my humble heart before you to ask you to live in my heart. I open my whole life to you. I open it to you so that you rule in my being. Give me back my meaning. I want to live again, but this time, not as I want, but how you want. May your purpose be fulfilled in my life. Today I recognize you. I confess and I recognize you, Jesus, as my Lord and me. From today, show me that great love that you have. Make me see and experience that great love. And when I open my eyes, and as a new day begins, I can see that hope that is in you, Lord, in you. I will wait. I need you. Amen. God, continue blessing you.